Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Traction: How Any Startup Can Achieve Explosive Customer Growth by Gabriel Weinberg and Justin Mares. Is a startup and marketing strategy book focused on a problem the authors argue is more common than wheat product ideas failing to acquire customers fast enough to survive. Rather than treating marketing as an ad hoc set of hacks, the book offers a systematic way to pursue growth through what it calls traction, meaning measurable evidence of customer demand expressed in growth. Its core contribution is a practical decision framework for choosing where to spend limited time and money, supported by an overview of 19 customer acquisition channels ranging from content and search to sales, partnerships, and offline tactics. The intended use is hands-on teams should generate channel ideas, run small tests, compare results, and then commit to the approach that best moves key metrics. Throughout, the authors emphasize discipline, quantification, and focus so that traction efforts become as rigorous as product development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, traction as the missing ingredient for startup survival. The book frames traction as the critical constraint for most early companies who can build a solid product and still fail if you cannot reach customers efficiently. In this view, traction is not a vague sense of momentum, but quantitative evidence of demand, reflected in growth of users, revenue, or other core metrics. This emphasis matters because it forces founders to move from opinion to measurement and from busy work to outcomes. The authors also connect traction to reduce company risk. Consistent customer growth makes fundraising, hiring, and partnerships easier because external stakeholders can see real market pull. A key implication is mindset. Teams should treat getting customers as an ongoing structured discipline, not something postponed until the product is perfect. Traction work also reveals reality sooner, because the effort to acquire users exposes positioning flaws, unclear messaging, and weak distribution assumptions. By putting traction at the center, the book challenges a tendency to overinvest in product development alone and encourages a balanced approach where distribution is built alongside the product. Secondly, the 19 traction channels and why breadth beats familiarity early on. A major practical element of the book is its catalog of 19 traction channels, but presented as the main routes by which startups can acquire customers. The point is not that every company should use many channels at once, but that most teams prematurely narrow their options to the few tactics they already know. By mapping a broad landscape, the book pushes founders to consider channels that may be counterintuitive for their category, such as offline advertising, trade shows, or business development, alongside more common digital methods like search engine optimization, content marketing, email, and social approaches. This spread helps reduce a common failure mode, assuming the best channel is the one that feels most comfortable or is currently trendy. The channel list also acts as a brainstorming checklist, so teams can generate testable ideas rather than debating in the abstract. By treating channels as a menu of distribution possibilities, the book encourages creativity in go-to-market design while still keeping the focus on measurable acquisition rather than brand activity with unclear payoff. Thirdly, the bullseye framework selecting one channel that moves the needle. The book's signature method is the bullseye framework, a structured process for deciding which traction channel deserves focus right now. The underlying claim is that there is usually a best channel for a company at a given stage, but it is difficult to predict in advance, so you must discover it through disciplined experimentation. Bullseye starts with wide brainstorming across the full set of channels, then narrows to a smaller set of promising candidates, and finally relies on quick tests to identify what is actually working. The intent is to avoid long debates and instead let data determine priorities. Once a winner emerges, the team commits to it rather than spreading effort thinly across many tactics. This focus is meant to create a step change in growth rather than incremental progress. Importantly, bullseye is not presented as a one-time decision. As a company evolves, markets change, and channels saturate, the best channel can shift. The framework, therefore, becomes a repeatable way to reevaluate and refocus without losing momentum. Fourthly, fast, cheap traction tests and the discipline of measurable learning. Bullseye depends on running traction tests that are intentionally small, time-bounded, and comparative. The goal is not to perfect execution on day one, but to learn quickly which channels can deliver meaningful customer acquisition at a tolerable cost and with acceptable conversion. The book encourages teams to design tests that are realistic enough to represent the channel, yet limited enough to avoid burning months and budget before seeing results. This test mindset aligns traction with product iteration. You try, measure, and refine. It also combats confirmation bias, because teams often interpret early signals too optimistically or cling to a favorite tactic. By forcing explicit success criteria and looking at numbers, traction tests make it easier to admit when a channel is not working and move on. The approach also helps startups surface operational requirements early, such as whether a channel requires strong creative assets, a sales process, technical integrations, or ongoing content production. Even when a test fails, it produces actionable insight about audience, messaging, and positioning that can strengthen the next experiment. Lastly, Critical Path and the 50% Rule balancing product and growth work beyond channel choice. The book argues for operational focus through two complementary ideas. First is the critical path, a way to identify the specific traction goal that matters most at the current stage, and then concentrate resources on the tasks that directly advance that goal. This is meant to reduce distraction, because startups can stay busy with activities that feel productive but do not materially affect growth. Second is the 50% rule from early on. Teams should devote roughly half their effort to product and half to traction. The authors position this as a corrective to the common habit of building in isolation and only marketing after launch. By working on traction alongside development, a startup gets earlier feedback loops, validates demand sooner, and avoids the shock of discovering that distribution is harder than expected. These ideas encourage a cadence where traction goals are explicit, the path to achieving them is clarified, and the team maintains a sustainable balance between improving the offering and building reliable ways to reach customers. In conclusion, traction is best suited for startup founders, early product teams, and growth-oriented marketers who need a clear process for acquiring customers, rather than another collection of inspirational advice. It is also useful for entrepreneurs outside venture-backed tech, because the channel list includes offline and partnership-driven options that apply to many business types. The reader should expect to adapt tactics to their context. The main practical benefit is decision clarity. Instead of guessing which marketing approach will work, the reader learns to enumerate options, test them quickly, and concentrate on the channel that produces measurable results. That discipline can save substantial time and money, especially for small teams that cannot afford prolonged experimentation without learning. Intellectually, the book stands out because it treats distribution as a first-class problem and provides a repeatable framework, bullseye, that teams can revisit as they move from early validation to scaling, compared with many startup books that focus heavily on product discovery or company building. Traction differentiates itself by emphasizing customer acquisition as the limiting factor and by offering a structured method to find what works for your specific business at your current stage. If you would like to support Gabriel Weinberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.